Chapter 17. Oliver finds a new friend. The next morning, Oliver ran into Rose's room.
"I saw the gentleman," he cried. "I saw Mr. Brownlow. He has returned from the West Indies. He was going into our house."
He opened a piece of paper.
"This is where he lives."
Rose and Oliver immediately went to Mr. Brownlow's house. Rose said that she wanted to prepare Mr. Brownlow for Oliver's visit. They decided that first Rose would speak to him alone. She found Mr. Brownlow with his friend, Mr. Grimwig.
"I am here to speak to you about a friend of mine," said Rose. "His name is Oliver Twist."
"If you have evidence to change the bad opinion I have of the boy, please give it to me," said Mr. Brownlow. "I tried to find him, but with no success."
Rose told the two gentlemen everything she knew about Oliver. When she finished, Mr. Brownlow wanted to see Oliver immediately. When Rose returned a few moments later with Oliver, Mr. Brownlow called Mrs. Bedwin to see him. They were both very happy to see Oliver.
"I knew you would return," Mrs. Bedwin exclaimed.
While Mrs. Bedwin and Oliver talked, Rose and Mr. Brownlow went into another room. Rose told him Nance's story about monks. That evening, Mr. Brownlow went to the hotel to talk to Mrs. Maley and Dr. Losburn.